get our sound booth going tonight. Hymn 160, we will stand. And one of the things the Lord gives us as we live for Him is precious memories. Amen?
Amen.
Indeed. And then we'll get to our Sunday night message. Yes, indeed, beloved. Please be seated, church. What a great old hymn of the faith that is. They knew how to write them back in the day, I tell you. Well, I want to thank everyone tonight personally for your prayers. I know you all were praying for me. That's what got me through this week. That kidney stone boy. Stubborn little tyke. And glad the Lord finally got that rid of that for me. But, wow. That was my first and hopefully my last ever. But next time, I know what to do. I'm not going to the doctor. I'm not going to the hospital next time. I'm going to homeopathic. That's the way to go, boy. I think the Lord has given us, really, most everything we need in His creation for healing. But we don't use it. You know, herbs and all these different natural homeopathic remedies, they work. They work, I tell you. That's all they had back in the day. They didn't have no pharmaceutical companies, no prescription drugs. And that's what they had to use. Tonight, folks, praise the Lord. Well, as you're opening to Exodus chapter 3, we are continuing our series of studies. It's been 2 weeks because of my dilemma last week with the kidney stone. We are continuing our studies tonight in the Shekinah glory in history and prophecy. Part two, sound man, part two. Last time, we saw the biblical definition of the Shekinah glory. And as we progress through our studies, folks, it's real important for us to remember that definition. The definition of the Shekinah glory is a visible, literal, personal presence of God. Okay? In visible form. Keep that in mind. It's God manifest visibly. All right. Now, it's seen in various ways, such as the fiery pillar at night, the cloudy pillar by day, the burning bush we saw. There's 13 total appearances of the Shekinah glory in the Old Testament. And currently, we're looking at those 13. So, as we continue tonight in our series on the Shekinah, We saw last week the biblical definition. That's the literal, visible, localized presence and manifestation of God on earth. Now, bear this definition in mind, because after we saw the scriptural definition, we began part two weeks ago, if you remember. And that part two is a look at the Shekinah glory in the Old Testament. There are a total of 13 such occurrences in the Old Testament. We've seen two of them already. First, we saw in the Garden of Eden, the Shekinah glory appearing to Adam and Eve. Remember that? Second, we saw in the ratification of the Abrahamic covenant, the Shekinah glory appeared as a smoking fiery furnace. Remember that? And he passed through the pots of the sacrifice, thus signing the Abrahamic covenant himself. Genesis chapter 15, that was. But tonight we come to our third manifestation of the Shekinah glory. It's found in Exodus chapter 3. In Exodus chapter 3. Now, verse 1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, and the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Now, here we have our third manifestation of the Shekinah glory. And notice in verse 5 that wherever the Shekinah glory appears, that place is holy. Keep that thought in mind, what I just said. Wherever the Shekinah glory appears, that place, he makes it holy by his presence, which is holy. Okay? Now, here in this passage, God manifested himself to Moses in a visible way. A number of things stand out to me here in these verses. First, notice in verse 1 that God is more likely to make himself known when we get alone with him. You see that in verse 1? Moses kept the flock, and it says he led the flock to the backside of the desert, you know, where no man dwelt. He got alone, and it says he came to the mountain of God. Notice it was a mountain of God. Moses knew that he could meet God there. And folks, God wants to meet with you and I alone. He wants one-on-one time. And that's where he'll manifest himself to you, like he does here for Moses. Secondly, observe who it was in the Shekinah glory. Verse 2. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. Now, folks, listen carefully. Whenever we find this phrase in Scripture, the angel of the Lord, it is always referring to the second person of the Godhead. This is what we call a theophany or a Christophany. It's where Jesus Christ appears on earth in some form. That's the Shekinah glory. And the second person is in it. And that's very important to remember that. Now, thirdly, concerning this passage, notice the preserving effect of the Shekinah in verse 2. And he appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Now, this is what we call a supernatural event, occurrence. There's a fire, which normally would burn to cinders a bush. But this bush doesn't burn, though the fire is in it. This represents the preserving aspect of God in you. Amen? I'm so glad that he preserves me unto his heavenly kingdom by his presence in me. Now, fourthly, observe the holy effect which the Shekinah has upon the place where it abides. You'll find that in verses 3 through 5. He said, the place is holy. Take your shoes off, Moses. Make yourself comfortable. Fifthly, notice the fact that this passage refers to the Shekinah glory clearly affirmed in Deuteronomy chapter 33. Go to the book of Deuteronomy, just after Numbers, just before Joshua, and go to Deuteronomy chapter 33. The Bible confirms itself, what it says. The Bible interprets itself. Amen? In Deuteronomy chapter 33, look with me at verse 16. Moses writes by the Holy Ghost, "And for the precious things of the earth and the fullness thereof, and for the goodwill of him that dwelt," where? "In the bush, let the blessing come upon the head of Joseph and upon the top of the head of him that was separated from his brethren." Notice that verse 16 clearly confirms that way back in chapter 3 of the book of Exodus, it was God in the bush. See, this is speaking of the Lord. So, him. Notice the wording, verse 16. "Him that dwelt in the bush." In the Masoretic text, the Hebrew phraseology reads, "Shoknai snei." Shoknai snei. It's the first word, shoknai, means dwelling. And then it contains the exact same root that is found in the word Shekinah. Shoknai, Shekinah. So we see here that it was the Shekinah glory that commissioned Moses to bring Israel out of the land of Egypt. Isn't that amazing? And you notice how the Bible just interprets itself. And okay, we have a fourth appearance, a manifestation of the Shekinah glory. And that's in the book of Exodus again. Go back to Exodus. And go with me to chapter 3 again. Chapter 13, that is. Exodus chapter 13. Because this is when they're fixing to get out of Egypt. God is going to deliver them. Amen? And let me give you a hint. He did it by the Shekinah. You're going to see that clearly here. During the Exodus, okay, the Shekinah glory makes another manifestation to his people. He appears here in Exodus chapter 13 as a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Look at verse 20. Exodus 13, verse 20. We read, "And they," children of Israel, "took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them." Who went before them? Oh yeah, the Lord. "By day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way." They didn't know which way to go. God was leading them. "And by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. He," God, "took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people." Now, here clearly, folks, it was the Shekinah that led Israel out of Egypt and into the wilderness of Sinai. And the spiritual lesson here is absolutely crystal clear, that God wants to lead his people by his presence. By his presence. Amen? We're going to get to that in the New Testament when we get there some weeks ahead. But something else. Go to Exodus chapter 14. Something else concerning this manifestation. In Exodus chapter 14, look with me at verse 19. This is the same manifestation. It's not number 5. It's number 4 still. Look at verse 19. "And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them." Now there's a reason for this. Verse 20. "It came to pass, it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. And the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong wind all that night and made the sea dry land. And the waters were divided." Now, here we learn that the Shekinah brings divine protection to believers. You see that? The Shekinah got up when evening set in, because the armies of Egypt were coming for them. And they weren't coming to hold a powwow. They were going to destroy man, woman, boy, and girl. Even the little ones. Okay? So the Shekinah gets up from before them, which he led them to the edge of the Red Sea. And he goes behind them to block the Egyptians from getting at them. See that? What's this mean? It means the Shekinah will protect you. Okay? God will protect his people. I'm so thankful for that. He's a protector, indeed. Now, something else in this fourth manifestation. Look at verse 23. In verse 23, and the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses and his chariots and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning, watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, and they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. Now, notice who it was that destroyed the enemy in verse 25. See the word, the Lord? That's who it was. The Lord fighteth for you as he fought for Israel. Something else. Go to Exodus chapter 16. Same manifestation of the Shekinah in Exodus 16. It was this Shekinah glory that provided sustenance for the people of God by the quail and the manna. Look at verse 6. Exodus 16, verse 6, we read, and Moses and Aaron said unto all the children of Israel, at even then ye shall know that the Lord hath brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning, then ye shall see the glory of the Lord. For he heareth your murmurings against the Lord. By the way, God hears when we complain and when we murmur. And we all do at times. And what are we that ye murmur against us? And Moses said, this shall be, when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, that the Lord heareth your murmurings which you murmur against him. And what are we? That your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. And Moses spake unto Aaron, say unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he hath heard your murmurings. And it came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, at even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. Now, here we learn, beloved, that God himself is our provider, Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. They were starving. You've got, it's estimated, 2.5 million people Moses is leading out of Egypt. They had grown to great lengths throughout the 400 years of captivity. And they're hungry. He doesn't have anything to give them to eat. So God supernaturally intervenes, like he does for you and I in our lives. Now, we find also in verse 7 of chapter 16, look at verse 7, the first occurrence of the actual title for the Shekinah glory appears here. Verse 7, and in the morning, then ye shall see the what? Glory of the Lord. Whenever you see the glory of the Lord in the Bible, speaking about the Shekinah, okay? Also, look at verse 10. We'll see it again. It came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. See that? It's the Shekinah. All right, we have a fifth manifestation of the Shekinah glory, and I believe we'll finish up with this one tonight. This fifth manifestation of the Shekinah glory is found at Mount Sinai. Mount Sinai. Go to Exodus chapter 18. Chapter 19. Now, this is one of the greatest manifestations of the Shekinah glory in all the Bible you will ever see. What we're about to look at is powerful. Our God is a consuming fire. You do not want to get on his bad side. Our God is terrifying to the wicked. Our God will mete out judgment upon those who reject his son. Now listen, here at Mount Sinai, in Exodus chapter 19, we find the Shekinah glory appearing in a most horrific manner. It was so majestic, it scared them. Look at verse 9, chapter 19, look at verse 9. And the Lord said unto Moses, lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, it's a Shekinah, that the people may hear when I speak with thee.
and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. You need to be sanctified. You're going to meet with God. And be ready against the third day, for the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. You know, folks, in the third day, Jesus died on the cross and he went back to heaven. Then you had the first millennium. Then you had the second millennium. 1,000 years is as a day with the Lord. And in the third day, he's coming down, right? There's a little prophecy there. Now notice that when we come into God's presence, we must be sanctified. We must be properly prepared in heart and soul to meet him. Look at verse 12. And thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, take heed to yourselves, that ye go not up into this mount, or touch the border of it. Whosoever toucheth the mount shall be surely put to death. There shall not an hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned, or shot through. Whether it be beast or man, it shall not live. When the trumpet soundeth long, they shall come up to the mount. Now, folks, I always read that wrong. I thought that God was telling Moses to have some guys with swords ready to kill anybody who came near the mount. He's not. He's saying angels that would do the execution. Okay? There's a lot of angelic activity here at Sinai. We see that in Acts chapter 7. Stephen preached about it. Now, we must be sanctified. Next, observe the majesty and awe of the Shekinah. Verse 16, look at it. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. It's the Shekinah glory on top of Mount Sinai. And they all could see it, and they all could hear it, folks. It's God manifesting himself. Also observe what made Moses a great leader. Verse 17. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God. And they stood at the nether part of the mount. Moses was a great leader because he taught the people, you need to meet with God. Coming here and worshiping God together is wonderful. I love it. I do it every day if you'd come and listen to me. But we need to meet with God personally. We need to meet with God in our prayer closet. We need to meet with God in worship at home. We need to meet with God in our devotionals. We need to meet with God daily. Amen? Moses told the people to do so in verse 17. And they did. But something else. Notice the effect that the Shekinah had upon this place. Verse 18. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace. And the whole mount quaked greatly. Verse 18 makes me think of Mount St. Helens. How many remember when Mount St. Helens blew its lid? Wow! 1981. 35 years. Can you believe it's been that long? I know. It seems like I can remember the footage on CNN like yesterday. But Mount St. Helens, it was quaking, it was smoking, and it blew its lid. And that smoke, like the smoke of a great furnace, went into the atmosphere 50,000 feet up. Imagine. And it dropped soot hundreds of miles away. Hundreds of miles away. I mean, we're talking power. That's God. That's God. The Shekinah had an incredible effect upon the place whereon it stood, Mount Sinai. Next, look at the communication between Moses and the Shekinah. Verse 19. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. I love this. God is communing with Moses, his man. He's telling him exactly, he's instructing him, and he's showing him what to do for the people of God. Isn't that good? What does that tell me? It tells me that the Shekinah has to do with communication with God. Amen? You communicate with God, and the glory of God will be around you. Also, observe the fact that the Shekinah will indeed always seek to bring the believer to a higher spiritual level than he was before. Look at verse 20. Verse 20. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mount. And the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount. And Moses went up. You know what that tells me? That tells me that the Shekinah seeks to bring us higher up in our spiritual lives. He seeks to enlarge the borders of our the cords of our tents and the borders of our land. He seeks to work wondrously and bringing us to spiritual maturity, higher and higher unto that perfect day. Isn't that beautiful? Now, go to Exodus chapter 20. Flip a page, you'll be there. In Exodus chapter 20, look with me at verse 18. Verse 18, here we go. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. They were afraid. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that you sin not. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was, the Shekinah. Now, this passage in chapter 20 clearly teaches that the Shekinah will always lead the believer away from sin and closer to himself. You see that? In verse number 21, he said, he has come that you sin not, that you sin not. You know, those same four words, that you sin not, appear in 1 John chapter 2, verse 3, right around verse 3. He says, these things write me unto you, that you sin not, that you sin not. I like that. Same wording. And the Shekinah, the glory of God, will always seek to lead you away from sin and closer to your Heavenly Father. Now, this point is even further reiterated in Deuteronomy chapter 5. Go ahead to Deuteronomy chapter 5. Deuteronomy is a book of repetition. Amen? And it has another covenant. It's a land covenant. But in Deuteronomy chapter 5, look with me at verse 22. Verse 22. These words the Lord spake unto all your assembly in the mount. We just read it. Out of the midst of the fire, of the cloud, and of the thick darkness with a great voice. And he added no more. And he wrote them in two tables of stone and delivered them unto me. And it came to pass, when ye heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, for the mountain did burn with fire, that ye came near unto me, even all the heads of your tribes and your elders. And ye said, behold, the Lord our God had showed us his glory. His glory. See that? Shekinah. And his greatness. And we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God doth talk with man and he liveth. Now, time out, church, before we continue to read. In verse 24, notice that in the Shekinah, God is able to communicate with man directly without man dying. And that is simply because the glory of the Lord is inside the Shekinah, the appearance. Or whatever form he appears in, he's veiling his full glory. Okay? So keep that in mind, because when we get to the New Testament, you're going to need to remember that. Verse 25. Now, therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of the Lord our God any more, then we shall die. For who is there of all flesh that hath heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the midst of the fire as we have and lived? Go thou near, Moses, and hear all that the Lord our God shall say, and speak thou unto us all that the Lord our God shall speak unto thee, and we will hear it and do it. So, notice here in this passage that the goal of the Shekinah is always in promoting the obedience of the believer. Amen? The goal of the Shekinah is to promote obedience to the Word of God in your life. That's why he shows up. He wants you more sanctified. He wants you more right with the Lord in your heart and in your spirit. Finally, go to Exodus chapter 24. Back to Exodus. And this time, shoot over to chapter 24. A passage we didn't read. In Exodus chapter 24, here we find the Shekinah giving the law to Moses. Verse 15, look at it. And Moses went up into the mount, and a cloud covered the mount. What is that cloud, somebody? The Shekinah glory. Thank you. And look at it. He tells you what it is. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai. See, folks, the Bible interprets itself. The cloud was the Shekinah, which is the glory of the Lord in his immediate presence. The glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day, he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and gat him up into the mount. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. Now, folks, listen carefully. When Moses got up to the top of the mount, and he finally came into the immediate presence of the Shekinah glory, he walked into it. This is good stuff, boy. He wanted to get right up, snuggle up close to the Lord. So he walks into the cloud, and he lived. And he spent 40 days and 40 nights with the Lord. And you know what happened when he came out of that cloud? 40 days later, his face was shining with the glory of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 says, it was the glory of the Lord. It was so bright on his face, he had to put a veil over his face. Wow! I love this. First of all, observe here, the Shekinah cloud, verse 15. Look at it. In verse 15, and Moses went up into the mount, and a cloud covered the mount. Do you want to be alone with the cloud of the glory of God? I do. Then notice the scripture's explanation of the cloud. Verse 16. The scripture explains itself. The glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai. In verse 15, a cloud covered Mount Sinai. It's the same. It's the same. Thirdly, notice in verse 17 that the Shekinah is a devouring, that is a consuming fire. Look at verse 17. In the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring, that's consuming fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. Now, the Shekinah glory is no frivolous thing. The Shekinah is to be feared, because the Shekinah is what? It is the immediate presence of the glory of God manifested in some physical form. Oh, this is so good. He is to be feared. He is no novelty. He is no circus sideshow. He is God. Finally, notice Moses' desire to spend quality time with the Shekinah, verse 18. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and gat him up into the mount. And Moses was in the mount. 40 minutes? No. 40 days and 40 nights. He spent time. He would have died if he spent any longer, by the way, because he didn't eat. He had something better to eat. That was the glory of God. Finally, notice here, Moses' heartfelt desire to spend quality time in the presence of the Shekinah. Folks, in the Mount Sinai appearance, which is our fifth Old Testament appearance of 13, we find the Shekinah glory manifested in five specific forms. Let me give them to you. We find them here in the Mount Sinai appearance in the form of light, fire, a cloud, a thick darkness, and lightning. Okay? Our God is always consistent, and as well we shall see in the weeks ahead, there are more forms in which he appears in the Shekinah, but these five we see over and over and over in the Old Testament. He's appearing to his people in this way. The Shekinah glory, folks, is to draw us closer to Jesus Christ. That's what he wants. Father in heaven, how we thank you tonight for part two of the Shekinah glory in history and prophecy. We thank you tonight, Lord, that your glory is what we desire. Lord, we don't want to run away from the Shekinah like the children of Israel did. They were afraid. We want to run to you like Moses did. We want to run into the cloud of glory and spend quality time with our master. Lord, we thank you that in so doing, we will be spiritually equipped to serve you. Oh yes, we will be empowered by the glory of the Lord flowing through us as we spend quality time with you, as did Moses. We thank you for tonight. In Jesus Christ's name, the people said, amen. Yeah. Amen. Let's grab our hymnals, folks. Actually, we're going to sing one of June's
new ones. We love these new ones, Junebug. They're really good. Let's open up to hymn number 163. Hymn 163 is Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Amen. That's what we're talking about, the Shekinah. Getting real close to the Lord. And folks, it's high time that we get close to the Lord. I mean, there's no time left. If we're going to get anything done for God, we need to do it now. We don't know if we have tomorrow. He's coming back quickly, the way things are going, as we saw this morning. Alrighty. And we'll stand and we'll sing Just a Closer Walk with Thee. That's what we want. Yeah. That's one of the great hymns of the faith that is actually a prayer. Lord, let me, enable me, allow me to walk closer with Thee. What a great old hymn of the faith that is indeed. Father, we thank You so much tonight. We thank You for a good day You've given us today. Lord, this morning's message, 7 sure signs that America has declared war on biblical Christianity, is somewhat of a horrifying message, but Lord, it's to be expected. It's what the Bible predicted would happen in the last days. Apostasy, persecution, the wickedness and the darkness growing in the earth until it gets so bad, like Genesis chapter 6, You had to come down and judge mankind. Lord, that day is rapidly approaching. But we thank You, Lord, God of heaven above, that we are on the winning side. We love Jesus Christ. And Lord, we will stand by His side. Closer to Thee, till that trumpet blows, or till we take our final breath. We thank You tonight, Lord, just for blessing us, just for loving us the way You do unconditionally, and above all, Lord, for revealing the truth, Jesus Christ, to our hearts. Lord, we love knowing Jesus. It's why we come. It's why we serve. It's why we do everything we do in our lives. We thank You for these faithful ones tonight. I ask You to bless them, Lord. I love these folks. They are such an encouragement to me because they love Jesus. That's why they come. I ask You to work in their lives. This week, Lord, use us for Your honor and glory to bring a precious lost soul to Christ. Use us to spread gospel tracts and the word of truth, Lord, and to be lights shining forth the word of life in a world full of darkness. We thank You, Lord, that You're giving us an extension, it seems, prior to Your coming. You're giving us time to preach the gospel. And we thank You, Lord, that we're reaching the ends of the earth, even via the web. We thank You for that tonight, Lord. We appreciate that open door that You've given us, which no man shutteth. We thank You, Lord. We love You tonight and bless us as we're dismissed. Keep us healthy this week and keep us serving Thee in the joy of the Lord. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord, folks. Thank you so much for